Hello once again. My name is Kylie Kane, and this is Into the Verse with Neverwinter Nights, episode 12. Last time I said I had no idea what episode I was on. Well, the answer is 12. I'm on episode 12. So, part 12 of this ongoing series. So when we last left off, we had just killed a group of frost fiends who had killed a townsfolk in front of us. We are taking the stuff from the townsfolk's body, sadly, because we could not get to them in time. And we are going to explore further back into the room. I'm not seeing anything back here. A couple barrels that we can attack. And I actually realize I have not been bashing barrels all that much. I typically don't unless I'm in dire need of money. I'm really not. That one actually had an explosive. It was an explosive barrel and actually exploded on me. Just like that one did. Looks like everything's exploding today. That's fine. Trap barrels suck. Let's just say it outright. Say it with me, y'all. Trapped barrels suck. Should be three here. What am I doing? Grab that one there. I'm not talking to you, spider. I want the remains on the ground. Thank ya. It was Owl's Wisdom is what it was. Anyways, continuing back into the room, and it's just a meat locker. Nothing here, nothing to see, nothing to do. Okay, so we're going to leave the area, leave the storage. It's like a storage room where we fought the fiends at. We fought them in like a storage room. So if we're imagining and we're thinking about what this cathedral was used for, I have no idea. Like, I'm trying to figure out in my head, what was this floor specifically used for? And I, honest to goodness, can't come up with a good reason to have a massive storage facility and prison pits underneath the facility. I mean, I could think, like, this is a small, like, small town. This is not a large town by any stretch or margin. So why would a prison of any stretch be needed of this magnitude? And it looks like a skeleton actually got summoned in as soon as I walked through a door. Sometimes that be like that, yo. Sometimes that does happen where stuff just spawns in. Oh, the door is locked. It's locked. Can we bash the door open? It says we cannot damage the door. The door is absorbing the attack. It is ineffective. We actually cannot open this door. Okay. Okay, so that apparently cannot be opened from that side. So the question at hand, is there another way in? Let's start looking around the facility. So we found, and this the door I just tried to enter was on the left-hand side of the facility. Which is the western side of the facility. And now we're just walking towards the south-hand side because there is another storage room that I did just dodge earlier in the run during the last episode. So we're going to walk in there and see what we got in here. We got Flesh Clan demons, which are, you know, kind of scary, but not really all that scary. As one of them is just literally standing there while Jaina is like, nah, I'm just going to keep poking you with my arrows of vampire. And he ended up getting hit with three in a row. Just nothing. Did nothing to stop it. There's the Binding of the Three book in one of the rooms up ahead. That's going to be neat. Oh, shoot. Okay, let's cast our Shrink Domain powers. All right, that actually just granted us strength for a little bit, so we'll be able to use that strength for a bit, and then we'll have to heal up. But I just also noticed that our... Jaina's hurt! Oh, no, 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 no! This is bad! Jaina's dead! Son of a gun! We just got ambushed. This is bad. Jaina's dead. I have no resurrection spells. I am by myself, and my spell powers are running out. I'm going to cast War Domain Powers, which does grant me a lot of stuff, but I am still over-encumbered by quite a bit, which means I am just, I take my turn slower, I'm not hitting as hard. Oh, this is just bad. This is bad, y'all. This is bad. We're going to have to use Town Portal after this and get out of this situation. I overestimated how long I had left on my spells and walked into a just a pure bad trap that we, honest to goodness, normally could handle with no problem. I am fighting Deadeye. I don't see him. Where is he at? Where is he? Where is he? Where is he? Where's Deadeye? Deadeye's right. That's Skeleton Mage. Let's cast my War Domain powers. Can I cast them? All right, we casted War Domain powers. They don't strengthen me, but they do allow me to hit a little faster, a little better. I missed on the first swing with a 14. Second swing. Oh my goodness, why am I hitting? Deadeye is still attacking me from somewhere. I can't see them. Where's Deadeye? Where's Deadeye? Where's Deadeye? Deadeye injured is somewhere? Oh, what? I can't see them. What the heck's going on? I honest to goodness can't see Deadeye. Deadeye's not appearing for me. But they are behind me somehow, so... But I honestly goodness can't attack them. All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to cast a spell of... do I have a resurrection spell? I have a Lesser Restoration. I'm just looking through my list now as Deadeye continues to try to attack me and fails kind of miserably. We're going to cast Town Portal. And we're going to use it. Come on, where's the Town Portal? Where's the Town Portal? Use the Town Portal. Okay, we got out of there. So a creature was attacking me named Deadeye, which is bad. But we're going to go sell all of our stuff, buy a Scroll of Resurrection, and go back and resurrect Jaina. Again, this is the third resurrection of Jaina. She's really good at dying, apparently, and I'm just walking so slowly as I'm going to sell my stuff. So what happened? This is, you know, the big question. Okay, so, you know, I'm asking myself, what exactly happened? But what happened is I made a mistake. Let's be real. I made a grave, grave mistake. I overestimated the time left on my spells. Okay, and as we walk into the pub to go talk to Ogden, because we can sell most of the stuff we have to Ogden, I overestimated myself and ended up overextending myself to the point where Jaina ended up dying. And we don't like doing that. That's bad. That's what we call a dumb move. Just straight up. Just absolutely really dumb move. But I did it. And I'm honestly kind of surprised I did. I just walked in there like it was nothing. And I was thinking, I've got this. There's no issue. I don't have any problems. And then dead. So that leaves you to think, you know, how important it is to pay attention to the time you've got. Because I thought I had the world of time. What I found is I didn't. What I had was death. What I had was pain. What I had was a group who are now dead. I have a dead partner who I'm having to sell as much as I can to hopefully be able to afford to bring her back, right? I'm looking here and I am just, this is disappointing. Oh my goodness. I'm just trying my best to sell everything I can to make a little bit of money. Do I have anything else in my inventory? I do not. I just sold everything off. And I've only got about eight grand. And I don't remember how much the cost was for, resurrection spells, but I'm probably not going to like it. I don't quite remember. So let's go find out how much a resurrection spell costs. Because we may end up having to go this alone for a while without our friend Jaina. And I'm kind of disappointed. Hey, Pepin. Hey, Pepin. Hey, Pepin. Hey, Pepin. I want to see what you're selling. Where is our resurrection? Ray's dead. All right. Resurrection is actually two grand. Okay. That's not too bad. Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm actually going to buy two of these. That way I've got some extras. And then the next thing we're going to do, I'm almost at a level where I can cast them myself. So it's not super bad. But I really would like to figure out where the heck I'm supposed to buy arrows, because I'm definitely going to need them. outright, I'm going to need arrows, right? So I'm going to go into the blacksmith shop. There's a chance that Griswold sells arrows. I don't remember. Do you sell arrows? Yes, he does. I'm looking here. We can buy 99 arrows, acid arrows, fire arrows, arrow 5, poison bolts. These are 12, 13, 14 grand. 99 bolts of the vampire is about 800. Let's look here. Arrow plus 1. Let's check the arrow of plus 2 is about 600. We'll buy that too. And that should set us up for healing and being able to resurrect Jaina, right? That's going to be our goal. Now, I'm not going to rest until I get back inside the pit. Should I rest beforehand? Do we think I can take Deadeye without being able to see him? Because I don't know. I couldn't see him there. He wasn't appearing. I'm not sure if he's bugged or not, but I am going to rest here. We're going to rest outside of the town portal. This way I have my spells. I'm going to cast all the spells that I would normally cast on me. That way I'm a bit better prepped for attacking Deadeye if I can see him, is the goal here. But just, oh my goodness. It's so demoralizing to know you were so close. Honestly, honest to goodness, if I was fully cast spelled up, there would have been no problem. Jaina is normally spelled up with protection spells, protection from evil. Things can't really hurt her all that much. And I goofed. Let's be real here. I goofed. I mean, this is on the level, same level as my Nuzlocke run, where I goofed up so bad that it ended up killing the Nuzlocke run. This is one of those epic level goofs that I feel bad doing. I'm just like, dear, geez, Louise, why did I do that? Right. So let's head into the town portal. Yep, we'll head back to where the spell was cast. Dope-a-dope, rope-a-dope. And there's Deadeye. Deadeye is actually visible now. And is definitely hurt. He's immune to critical hits, but he's actually trying to attack my spider for some reason. Deadeye, you are aware that's a bad idea, right? Because I'm the one that does more damage. Deadeye dropped a belt that is unidentified. Okay. Let's grab our spell of one of our spells of resurrection. That's a level 13 spell. It may be a little lot higher than I thought. Hi, Jaina. How pissed are you at me? You're probably pretty mad. She said, "Why did you let me die?" Raggle, 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 fraggle. I seriously didn't mean to. I honest to goodness didn't mean to. We'll add to the arrows of the, oh, Christ. Put those in her inventory. Put those in her inventory, and then put those up there. And I'm gonna grab. Let's split this into four. Give her four healer's kits. That way, she has a better chance of surviving. Let's take a look at the bags. That's not what I wanted to do. Open my bags and see if I've got any extra healer's kits. I don't. That's probably something I want to look into. We are going to use one of my tomes of identification. That way we can see what the belt is. The belt is Night Smoke, which gives me an AC plus 1 bonus to soak damage, damage resistance. And I'm actually going to give that to Jaina. So there she goes. That puts her AC at 17. So that's pretty good. Okay. All right, let's do this again and see if we can't figure out a way into the room where I want to go. This room that I was in that had the massive amounts of bad guys actually has winged fiends on the other side. And there's a epic winged fiend in the middle called Gloom. These are Glooms and Blinks. They're just Twilight fiends, what they are. They're nothing major, but they all are magic attacking and they're all doing nothing. They're casting unknown spells. I don't know what the spells were, but it really doesn't matter because they all died to a... They all have about 20 health. None of them had any items on them, which is heavily disappointing. I can't even exit the door from this side. Are you kidding? Normally these doors are two ways. I can't even exit the door. Okay, that's whatever. 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 It's whatever. Okay, that's fine. I also found the door down. That's dope. Very dope. Just triggered another trap. I'm not worried about it if I'm triggering them. Checking this room. We have four, five Devilkin Brutes. Jaina is not in the room yet, so she really can't be hurt. That's good. We don't want her to be in direct line of attack. She does have a 17 on her AC, but I'd rather her not get attacked if possible because she's really my ranged damage dealer, you know? Also, we found some arrows of some sort, and we can level up! It's time to level up and do the level up things. Ooh, we can pick a feat. It's got extra turning as our feat. I don't like extra turning. Let's take... what does still spell do? It casts without semitic components, but allows it cast it at one level higher. I don't care for that too much. Zen archery, that'd be perfect for my girl down there, but not for me. Spell penetration, spellcaster, to beat a spellcaster resistance check is not really all that useful for me. Extend spell, grants all extended spells have their duration doubled. Okay. Spells with a duration of instantaneous or permanent are not affected. Okay, that's not that great. Alertness doubles spot and listen checks. That's cool. Greater fortitude grants abilities to fortitude. Iron will grants will saves, lightning reflexes, point blank shot, quicken spell. Quicken spells can be cast instantaneously. Rapid reload, resist disease. Grants you... Actually, that's awesome. Actually, that... I think I'm going to take that. I think I'm going to take resist disease for my feat. And there we go. We leveled up. And it looks like Jaina also leveled up. She did. My girl leveled up. And there's a chest in the room. They were guarding a chest, y'all. What is in the chest? We've got the tavern sign, a healer's kit plus 10, and a topaz. We've got the tavern sign, y'all. That's awesome. Okay, that's cool. Garbok the Weak. No hurt, no kill. Keep alive, and next time, good bring to you. He's a goat man, and he's like, don't kill me, don't kill me. I'm going to say stop groveling. What do you mean good? Again, not kill Garbad. Don't kill Garbad. Okay. You'll take this at... Okay. He gave me a ring of protection. That's actually pretty cool. Almost done. Very powerful. Very strong. Okay. Garbad the Weak is here. That's dope. There's some shadow beast that just popped up behind Garbad. Nothing crazy. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. The shadow beasts don't really do anything to me. We need to go check out the rest of the rooms in the cathedral here. And we'll come back check on Garbad in a while. No. What do I want to do? Follow. Damn it, Garbad. My spider attacked him. So that just ended up poorly. Well, I was going to try to save Garbad's life, but my spider attacked him, and it was bad. He was going to give me a gauntlet and the light hammer. Let's check the gauntlet out. I just don't know what it is. I'm kind of aggravated that Garbad got attacked by my spider, but, you know, whatever. That sucks. And it is a mage fist. AC bonus plus 2. Damage bonus magical. It's only usable by monks. Okay, that's fine. That's going to be useful to sell. Or if I had a monk on me, had a monk with me, I'd be able to use a monk, but I don't have a monk with me. We'll just take this horror mage out. Horror mage just popped up. We took it out in one kill. No big deal. And we're continuing on. Horror mages are a little stronger, but no big deal. I'm kind of aggravated. My spider attacked our friend there. Just kind of aggravates me a little bit. Jaina, can you wear this ring? Can you wear this ring? I think you can. Yes, she can. Okay, she wore the ring, and that gives her... I don't know if it gives her an AC bonus or not. It doesn't look to be because she's already got a bracers, but it does give light, so that's fine. And if something were to ever take away one of her AC bonuses, she would be able to survive a little bit better. By the way, she's actually holding her own right now, so without too much of a difficulty. I don't know what she took as far as her levels go, but she's definitely holding her own. Okay. So things I wanted to see. I wanted to find the Ring of the Three. More Shadow Beasts. More Shadow Beasts and more Flesh Clan Fiends. Again, very aggravated. I had to kill Garbad, but, you know, everything happens for a reason of some sort, I guess. I don't know if everything happens for a reason. I don't know. I don't have a clue. My spider is now dead. Because reasons, apparently he just kept getting attacked, which is fine. I pretty much can handle myself. I'm not too worried about anything here. But that does probably give me pause to wonder how much longer my spells are going to be working for. I'm hoping I can make it all the way to the end of this thing where I can read the Binding of the Three. But who knows? I am going to check this side room real quick just to be certain that there's nothing in here. There is nothing in here. I think this is where Garbad originally was, but he ran out of here for some reason. I'm assuming he was scared. So let's check out the Binding of the Three. Three primevals were banished in spirit form to the mortal realm, and after sowing chaos across the east for decades, they were hunted down by the cursed order of the mortal Horadrim. Oh, I love this. I love this a lot. The Horadrim used artifacts called soul stones to contain the essence of Mephisto, the Lord of Hatred, and his brother Baal, the Lord of Destruction. The youngest brother, Diablo, escaped to the west. Eventually, the Horadrim captured Diablo, the Soul Stone, as well, and buried him under an ancient, forgotten cathedral. There, the Lord of Terror sleeps and awaits his time of his rebirth. Know ye that he seeks a body of youth and power to possess, one that is innocent and easily controlled. Then arise to free his brothers, and once afar, fan the flames of the Sin War. So we got the Binding of the Three. That's the newest book we've got, and that's dope. Okay, so we can now leave this area. I actually know where the next exit is, so we're actually going to move to the exit. I'll cast the town portal. We'll head back to give Ogden the sign. We're going to be a little sad that we lost our buddy. Lost our buddy who just happened to be very dead. Can't open this lock. I'm going to bet this lock can't be opened either. And here's Snot Spill behind the gate.
Hey, you that one that kill all. You get me magic banner or we attack. You leave.
Okay, magic banner. What? What magic banner? Okay, I already found the magic banner.
You kill ugly. Get banner. You kill. Yes, good. Gora, please turn. We kill all with big magic.
You will not prevail.
Okay. I apparently got evil for giving him the sign, but apparently I'm confused. Why did that grant me evil points by giving Snotsteel the sign so he would open the gate? I'm sorry. What the fiddle fap? No, 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 Jaina. Shit. Jaina is massively hurt right now. We're in a bad situation. I'm going to heal Jaina real quick. Okay, come on now. Come on now. Come on now. Let's heal Jaina one more time. Jaina's about to die. I don't think I can keep her alive through this whole thing. No, I couldn't. I couldn't keep her alive. There was too many enemies. There was like 15 to 16 enemies that just came out and attacked us all at once. It looks like Jaina's actually healing, so that might be okay. Yeah, Jaina is healing, so she's not completely dead. So many bodies. So many bodies. And we're going to heal Jaina up. All right, where's Snotspill's body? Nope. There we go, and we're just going to start looting the bodies here. Oh my goodness, so many bodies. That was super bad, but we got ambushed is what happened. And I don't know why I got evil points for because I had to open the gate. Right? I'm a little confused as to what I had to do there to open the gate. I am so confused, but I got the sign back, so that's a definite plus, I guess. I'm just intensely confused right now. Either way, it's probably a good idea if we just town portal here. We'll just do a town portal here. There we go. And go back to town. I am so confused as to how that went down. That, honest to goodness, just confused me. There was just so much that happened there that I am honest to goodness confused. I'm just like, did I do the wrong thing? Did I do something wrong? I'm not sure, but let's talk to Ogden and tell him we got his sign back.
We didn't have to bring back my sign, but I suppose that it does save me the expense of having another one made.
I'm just going to say you don't have to give me anything. It's all in a day's work. He said, nah, there's no, I got to give you something. So I would say, all right, anything you have can do nicely.
What have we here?
This cap was left by one of the rooms.
Who stayed here some time
ago.
Perhaps it may be of some value to
maybe let's find out. And we got more points towards good and a lot of experience apparently.
Welcome
and a lot of gold, so that's nice. On the all in all, that was good. So we're just gonna sell off all the crap we just picked up. I'm gonna keep the bolt. I'm gonna keep all of the ammo. We're gonna sell the mage fist because I don't need it. I'm not playing a mage. Sell acid fog. We're going to keep those arrows for Jaina. Get rid of the fox potion. The helmet is currently unidentified. I can't do anything with it. We got another book. I'm going to just put it in the bottom slot. I'm going to put that in there. Put this lightning arrow right here. And I think that covers pretty much everything that I have. Let's find out what this is. So ready, we're about to cast the final Tome of Identification, and it's a Harlequin crest, which is a charisma and intelligence and an AC modifier of 1. It's not going to be better than the undead crown I'm wearing by any stretch of the imagination, but guess who can wear the Harlequin's crown? Guess who? Yes, you better believe it. It also doesn't add any, because she's already got, like, it's just not worth a damn. I'm curious. Yeah, multiple items do not stack. as far as AC bonuses. So there's just, again, it's not worth me even handing her the helmet. But she looks good in it. Let's talk to Pippin to heal up. Because holy shite, sah. And we'll just heal up. Thank you. Me and Jaina are now healed. Good job, Jaina. Hello, my friend. And time for our final rest of the evening. Before we do our fancy end roll call, I want to thank everyone for listening again. This has been an absolute banger of an episode. Jaina almost died. Oh my goodness. But we were actually, she did die. We resurrected her and then she almost died again. And it was bad. We don't want that to happen again. That was just, no. Bad, 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 bad. But we survived. We did it. We did it, y'all. With that said, thank you for listening once more. And remember, check out the rest of my stuff. If you like this, check out the rest of the stuff. Otherwise, roll that beautiful end card. This podcast was brought to you by me, Kylie Kane. You can find me on Twitter at twitter.com/theversian. You can also find me on Patreon, where you can support the cast at patreon.com/KylieKane. If you want to see me live, you can watch me at Twitch at twitch.com/KaidoKane, where I stream games like Minecraft, Final Fantasy XIV, Diablo II, and other roguelikes. Thank you for listening.